Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Millions of Americans finance the home of their dreams with their help. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. We have Graceffo and Moriello back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Zach Gelb is coming up within the hour. Huge questions of the night. Something we do each and every Saturday night during the college football season. Your huge four CBS eyeball test. Top four teams in order. I have the Buckeyes on top. Alabama 2. Georgia 3. Oklahoma 4. But I can't leave out LSU. Florida beat Auburn today. SEC is going to beat up on each other. I think they're only getting one in. Unless, like, a Texas would beat Oklahoma next weekend. Ohio State gets upset by the Wisconsin or Penn State. Then you'll get two SEC teams in for sure. So your CBS eyeball test, your huge four in college football. I also delivered that huge opinion on athletes being able to get paid using their likeness, their name. I don't like it. You know the rules when you sign up to play as an amateur. You are not a pro. People are like, well, you know what? A music student can get an endorsement, and they're on scholarship. Now, there aren't people cheating. At least, I don't know if they are between schools to get a violinist in. I don't know. Well, regular students can work. Regular students aren't on scholarship. They're not eating free. They're not getting a free education. Some still have to work to pay just to go to school. So tell me where you stand on that, okay? Because if you're going to pay, you can't do that. If you're going to pay everybody, then you, with Title IX, you have to pay all the men, women, and even the Title IX side of it, that if a student athlete is making money off of his likeness, and the women's sports isn't as popular, do you have potential Title IX imbalance there? I don't know. Because you're on scholarship, basically getting paid from that school. But if you're making money off a likeness because you were Baker Mayfield at Oklahoma back in the day. It's just, no, you know the rules. You're an amateur. You are an amateur. And if a school's making money off of your likeness, so be it. They're putting up the money to build your dorm you're staying in with your luxurious suite. They're putting up money to build the stadiums, enhance them. They're putting up money to pay for the coaches. Are you? Stop it. You know, you get an education. You know the rules. You are an amateur until you turn pro. You can turn pro in any other sport except football. Well, the college is the minor leagues for football. No, it's not. No, it's not. You aren't forced to go to college to go to the NFL. They're signing guys off Australian rules football to be kickers who are like 43. Even colleges are giving these guys scholarships. You're not forced. Stop this, that they're being used. No, you go to school. You get a degree. You're set for life. You're going to have a job for the most part. My Lord, it gives me a headache. It does. People are acting like these athletes, especially football players, are herded up, taken to a school, and forced to be slave labor. And they get nothing. No, you're wrong. Okay? Has nothing to do with race, nothing to do with religion, nothing to do with using the kids. It would be like me saying that I should share in the wealth of CBS Sports Radio because it's so successful. No, I understood when I signed the contract, this is what I get paid. This is the deal. I didn't say, hey, you know, you guys are making a lot of money. Can I use my likeness? No, you know what? In my contract, same thing with my statewide show in Michigan during the afternoons, Monday through Friday. The likeness, the branding, I don't control it. Somebody has the opportunity to make money because they're paying me a good living. Well, wait a minute. Athletes aren't getting paid in college. No, they're getting a free scholarship. Free. F-R-E-E, free. They're eating free. Free. Somebody has to cover those costs of the classes, the books. That's a school putting up that money. Wow. Let's go to Winston in Dallas, Texas, listening on 105.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
How you doing, Winston?
Pretty good. My point is, if it's a public university and I'm already paying taxes through their subsidies funding those colleges, and I have to pay the athletes, and I have to pay to get into college football games, what am I not paying for?
Hey, what about taking, you're right, on the public schools, what about taking care of the taxpayers so they get a free pass like you do sometimes at your local junior high or high school, right?
Hey, I'm up for that.
I'm up for that, too. Thank you, Winston and Dallas. Way to get this hour started. Yeah. Are you going to tax the scholarship and the free, if the meals are worth $700 a month and the athlete's there 10 months? $50,000 a year scholarship, so maybe 60 grand total. Income tax bracket would be, you know, 20, 25%. You going to tax them? Because I'm telling you, with politicians involved, the taxes are coming. Oh, we're going to take care of them. No, taxes are coming. If you think about it, why do those athletes get it free? Again, I don't know bylaws. I don't have all the laws in front of me for education or antitrust exemptions, anything business. But I'm telling you, politicians are involved, taxes are coming. The NFL should just do a minor league system, just what the NBA has done in growing the blossoming G League. NFL should put a, like NHL has AHL teams, and I think they just began this week along with the National Hockey League across the U.S. and Canada. And do franchises in cities close to where they're located. And they can develop kids. They could keep their minor leagues where it's a certain age, so men aren't just running over 18-year-olds. They could even have a younger side of it, team with an older team, whatever it is. They train, they learn the system. You own their rights just like they do in baseball, and they get you for, what, 6 years or whatever it is. NHL, same thing. They own your rights so you can sign. And then you could go back to school. So if a player has NFL potential, and this really might and the likeness debate at the college level, where you let a kid get drafted at 18. He is drafted. There is a stipend of his signing bonus he's allowed to use, but he's the property of Cleveland Browns for X number of years. So you take it off the NCAA? And that way the NFL's taking the risk that they drafted, signed somebody like they do when they sign a 18-year-old kid out of a Louisiana high school. They don't know if he's going to make it to the major leagues, but you know what? He's really good. We gave him an $8 million signing bonus. I still think if you took, you know, like you're the Cincinnati Bengals and you put a team in Dayton and you had a comparable to like the AHL to the NHL, I think that would work. I really do. And then a kid has a choice. He can turn pro or he can sign with a college, and he understands the rules of the college and he understands what he'll get paid if he turns pro. Because those minor leaguers who are turning pro when they're young don't make a lot of money. It's usually whatever the bonus is they try and survive on, or that's what they live on if they're a first, second, third rounder, and they hope they get to the major leagues. That's a simple equation here. I like the idea of an NFL team, like the NHL scouts, younger guys, they own your rights. So they give you a bonus, they sign you. And you don't make money off their likeness. You make money off their bonus. And they could use your likeness while you're playing for, you know, like the New York Islanders might own the rights of a kid who's playing at Boston College. That actually is a pretty good idea. I need to be like the czar, the commish. Let's go to Andrew in Wisconsin. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Good evening. Just a couple points. One, the last time I was in high school going into college, you weren't given a scholarship. You earned a scholarship, whether it's an academic or an athletic. If it's academic, you did what you were supposed to do. Your GPA was up. You got a good ACT score, SAT score, and you earned your scholarship. If you played sports, you were an excellent athlete, superior to those in your division, you earned that athletic scholarship. So the college isn't giving a student anything that they haven't earned already. The only thing that they're asking for is that when you're making millions to billions of dollars off of their face with
no, there's no athlete that can show that the school has made millions or billions off of just one name. No way.
Money off of these athletes.
No, you can't. Then you know what? Someone needs to break it down and say how much.
Colleges, you have college. I've listened to you. Respect me.
Go ahead.
They have colleges now that are building new stadiums with the money that they've made from hundreds and thousands of athletes over the past few years. People not coming to Duke games to see Coach K. They're coming to see Zion, and they're paying to see Zion. Nike isn't coming to Coach K because he's this legendary coach. They're coming to Duke because they want that star athlete wearing their clothing and their shoes. And if you want to use their likeness, which is all they're saying, their likeness.
No, they're talking about endorsement and the name.
They should be able to get paid just like the colleges are getting paid.
Okay, all right.
Giving them anything.
Right, Andrew, thank you for the call in Wisconsin. They're talking about the players who will be able to have endorsements with their name and likeness. Okay? It's not just likeness. So you're saying that Zion's bigger than Duke. Zion, to me, is like LeBron. He's a generational type of guy. So you talk about the schools building everything. Do you know most of that's donor money? When you see new buildings going up at a university, it's donor money. Do you know that money has to support all those non-revenue sports that for the most part, are female and minor sports. And I say that without degrading anything like a golf team who's not drawing crowds. That they have to pay all the bills for that. So the things you see being built, like LSU's new state-of-the-art, you know, football facility, most of that is donor money. It's not money that the school's just printing. Yeah, some schools rake it in, Texas, Ohio State, Michigan, Alabama, right? This isn't a money grab. And when you say hundreds of thousands, those are hundreds of thousands of athletes who had scholarships. Earned it? No. You didn't earn it. You're an 18-year-old who signs a letter of intent, and a coaching staff has talked to you, your coaches, your family, your friends, and they're banking on you, giving you an education and a chance to earn a spot in that starting lineup. And at worst, whether you're a player who barely sees the field, you go to school, you stay out of trouble, you respect others, and that educational experience could take care of you and your future family for life. That's a beautiful thing. And no one wants to talk about that. All I hear is, look at the billions they're making. Really? Stop by any athletic department right now in America and talk about the billions that they have stockpiled in some safe below their football field. Take a look at what Ohio State really makes as they fund their entire athletic department. How much is gymnastics bringing in? Golf. Even baseball. Softball. Track and field. Look what that money is doing from the TV deal with the NCAA tournament, the college football playoff share with the Power Five. Look at what that money is doing to give men and women of all skin colors, of all religions, from all across America and around the world, a chance to get a free education while playing a sport they excel in. And I'm telling you, 95% of you listening would pay your own way to a school if you could play sports for 4 years, not be a star, just play and be a part of that team and continue that camaraderie that you loved when you were in high school and even when you're in Little League. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Bill Huge Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Graceffo and Moriello back in New York City at CBS Sports Radio. Darwin Zook getting set for another update here in about 5 minutes. If you want to join in, how many people agree or disagree with me when it comes to college athletes? I think they're taken care of right now. They know the rules coming in. If you don't like the rules, you're not forced to go to any school. You can go pro in any sport except the NFL. And that's a small percentage who actually get there. And then people are trying to tell me, well, if the NFL set up a minor league, it would kill college sports. Really? These players are flipping every year. They're transferring. There are guys waiting to play. I don't think it would kill college sports. I don't. But I think the likeness, this potential rule out there, could have schools say, we're not going to do football. Because there's the G League where you can go pro. You know, because you come to a school, you can choose pro or amateur. You are an amateur when you're playing college sports. Let's go to Allen in South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Miss me?
Yeah, you're live.
Okay, hey, I'm a huge fan of your show. I love you so much, man. Now,
thank
check
you.
This out. Huge. Here's the thing. I attended the University of South Carolina under Bill Foster, Jim Collins, because of my athletic director. he said I might could help either football team and basketball teams. And remember this, I'm Rush from the PD. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. Lawrence Timmons, LeVon Kirkland, Raymond Felton, this is a heck of a place. We produce good athletes. But you know what? All my mother's kids that went to school, we paid for our education. I didn't make the team. I didn't walk on. I didn't make it. But here's what I want your listeners to understand. When those recruiters come and talk to these kids, they only are guaranteed a scholarship in their education. They know that. Just, you've already said it. I hate for you to be repetitive because it's simple. I had work study, and I wasn't jealous, angry, envious, but I knew I wanted to get my degree. And my thing is this. Most athletes, student athletes, they don't make the pros and all that. Schools come and ask these kids to come and help us stay great. You make a good point about these institutions, all these great schools, Coker, Presbyterian, Coastal Carolina, Francis Marion, where I'm around. Listen, they are giving those student athletes scholarships to get an education. I paid my student loan off, and this is my point to you. I agree with you 100%. I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, so you and I have an issue. But let me say this to you. Hughes, you have it right. I think that it's really about these kids that they like, the stars like Zion, all them. It's about money, and it's about misinformation. Because if you look at the background of these kids, I'm not trying to die. It's not about race. It's about ability. They make the schools great because, again, great schools, institutions that do a lot of things. And they have helped the kids that pay their go to school, graduate. Look what they do. Doctors, lawyers, everything.
You can add it up, and thank you, Alan, in South Carolina. Appreciate the call. You can add it up, your potential, what you could make because you had that free education. No one wants to talk about that. Let's go to Russ, also in South Carolina. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show. Oh, I just took Russ. David in Cleveland, listening on 92.3 FM. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
How are you doing this evening?
What's going on, man?
I like the previous caller, enjoy your show, but I think that the issue is getting blown way out of proportion. I don't think that we should try and dismantle the NCAA. I think it does a lot of good things for a lot of students. What we're talking about is that when we talk about the kids getting scholarships, there are a lot of kids at the institutions that have scholarships. They have kids with history, English, biology, chemistry, the whole bit. I think that the athlete is just asking to be treated just like any other student athlete. And if the college elects to market the school by using them in a capitalistic society, they should get some type of royalty for that. They have the choice to also take the likeness of a student that has a scholarship in chemistry, English, and everything else. They elect to do it with the one part of the institution that's making millions and millions of dollars. And the kids are only saying is that if the school elects to take my image, or if a booster says, hey, I think you're a star, we like to have you represent us, that just like anybody else, if somebody came to you and said they'd like for you to represent them at some business, I don't think it would be wrong for you to get compensated.
Okay, now compensated. Now, David, thanks for the call in Cleveland, listening on 92.3 FM. Compensated means you're a pro. NCAA, you are an amateur. You know that when you sign up. If you want to go pro, don't go to college and play football. Go join a semi-pro league. Go someplace, work out, and go pro if your name's that big. Because you don't have a right to share in any profits when you choose, as an amateur, to go play at a college. You don't. You get a free education. You get free food, room, and board. You know the rules when you sign the letter of intent. There's no profit sharing. And likeness, if you're a big name, so be it. You, that big name chose to go play there because that big name Zion's going to be making hundreds of millions of dollars after 1 year at Duke. And Duke elevated his name. He was big coming out of South Carolina in high school, and they made him bigger.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Sunday, the NFL on CBS features a full slate of games, including Brady and the Pats on the road in Washington against Colt McCoy and the Ravens, and Steelers renewing their AFC North rivalry. Check your local listings for the game in your area. And it all begins with JB and the guys on the NFL today at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific, only on CBS television. Graceffo and Moriello are back in New York City producing the show. One final segment together. You want to join in on the conversation? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Huge question of the hour. Should athletes, and I strongly disagree that any amateur athlete who signs a letter of intent should not profit while in school. If they're big enough, they will have more than enough opportunities when they're done at that school. In that school, if they use their likeness or image after that, I'm cool with that athlete charging whatever they want to, if that school wants to use it. There you go. Simple and easy. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. Keith in Nashville, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, man, how's it going?
How you doing, Keith?
Good. I went to the Tennessee-Georgia game tonight. You know, it's 103,000-seat stadium. My team didn't win, but we were ahead of them 2 minutes ago in the first half, and that was nice. But I'm the CEO of an insurance company. I got lots of money. Could buy players. And as I was looking out over Neyland Stadium tonight, I would rather win with doing things the right way and not buying players. And I've got people in my industry that we could buy players. What's going to happen is your Texas schools that have all that oil money, if you don't think they won't be real successful real quick if this thing goes in a bad way, look what happened to SMU. And then it's whoever can spend the most money and buy the most stuff. And that's just against everything that college is about. And you can play, you know, the only thing worse than losing to Georgia tonight is if there was no game at all. And everything was just minor leagues to the pros. It would be terrible if the SEC didn't exist and that kind of thing. And so I want to tell you something that came in the mail the other day was a coupon book for almost every business in the city. You know, it's 20% off, 50% off, 10% off. Really, what do these guys need money for? Why couldn't they get a coupon book for just about every major business in the city, okay? Receive a coupon book. And it's 100% coupon. So when they go in there, they can eat. They got plates. They don't have to pay for movies. They don't have to pay for Uber. They don't even need a car where they're in college with Uber and Lyft now. And to me, everybody would have the same coupon books for the same amount. And that should solve a problem. And then, we got probably the best defensive player ever at University of Tennessee, Reggie White, and maybe one of the top five best offensive players, Peyton Manning. And, you know, Reggie White, when you get drafted, that's when your likeness should be good. If you're good enough to get drafted and things like that, you make all that money. And then after you're done, you can broadcast on TV. And, you know, Peyton Manning makes commercials one after another all the time. He just keeps making more money and more money. So I don't understand why at the amateur level we couldn't have a 100% coupon program for your restaurants and your movie theaters, for Uber and Lyft to have – you know, they really don't need cash we need to keep this thing like it is, because, like I said, and I'll close with this, if Tennessee couldn't play Georgia and Alabama and the SEC was gone, just like you were talking about earlier, that would be a very sad thing. And I just think that the amateur level and the schools hating each other the way they do, the SEC needs to be there. All these schools need to be there with all their rivalries. That's what makes it great. That's what makes it great when you have reunions down the road. It's not all just about money. There's many people that went pro by these runners, and then all of a sudden they only lasted 2 years in the pros, and they should have stayed in college two more years. So there's development and things like that. I know very few college athletes who would make a dime off likeness. And all that does is going to open up a can of worms where the crooked people that are already trying to get their hands in college sports can really get their hands in college sports and turn it into an SMU.
Well, and you just brought up a great point, and thank you so much for the call, Keith, in Nashville on his way back home after the Georgia-Tennessee game in beautiful Knoxville. If you look at some of these states that are California, again, I'm not going to classify states, but they're pretty big hotbeds for college football. Well, if your state has that law, your state schools are going to be more attractive to those athletes, which, again, your constituents, and you get the political side of this. Well, what's next? High school athletes that are going to say, hey, a school's making money off of me? Oh, by the way, if a school builds your brand up, is a school getting a cut of your NFL or pro soccer basketball deal? Are they? No, they don't ask for that. And I agree. If you're big enough and your likeness, most of these guys don't see their degrees completely through. So when you're officially done with that season, if you want to cash in, I'm all for it because you're done. You're moving on to the draft, either NBA or, you know, whatever draft, Major League Baseball, you name it. You know, I think that's a simple, easy way. This has a seedy feel to it. And you're an amateur. When you're an amateur, there are rules. That's it. You know going in. If you don't like the rules, don't sign the letter of intent and accept the scholarship. Because I look at the scholarship like you're accepting $180,000 to $250,000 for free. You're accepting that in exchange for signing your name, that they'll be able to use your likeness. Because with 85 guys on scholarship and a remote few who would be appealing to the masses for likeness, you're telling me that an athletic department or a school can't make some money back on you? Oh, well, look at their TV deals. That athletic department needs to fund all those sports, all those facilities, pay all those coaches and trainers and the groundskeeper and everybody else, the maintenance crews. People are asking this question like, well, they just have billions. Yeah, that just... Go look at the bottom line for your local college. Go do that. What you have here is a potential. And trust me, there's a fight at even the big boy schools or big girl schools like UConn that would love to see athletics go away. Just done with it. That the academic side of a university is more prestigious than the athletics. So if you keep going down this path, you'll get to a point where a school will wave the flag and say, we're out on sports. We're already struggling financially to make it. We're not going to get involved with athletes who can hire an agent. And then seedy boosters, or not so much the boosters, but the booster's friend can set somebody up. No way. You know, whatever happened to, you know the rules. You are an amateur. You are not a pro at any NCAA member institution, D1, D2, D3, football subdivision, you name it. You are an amateur. and you don't have the right under NCAA rules to go make money off of your likeness, your name, or do an endorsement. And those rules were put in place to try and control cheating where you can't stop it. And I get the NCAA polices themselves. And they don't do a good job of it. Well, look at this FBI thing. Why aren't there more heat on other schools? With things we've heard, read, documents in court, because they mean big money. Well, that big money is being shared. Kansas basketball is probably funding a lot connected to football. All the non-revenue sports. And all of you are talking like there's just this massive amount of money to be made. You know what schools are going to benefit? When a school can say, you know what, in their recruiting pitch, here's the money we can guarantee you in endorsements. Yeah, there you go. Oh, and what's a school going to do that has an Under Armour deal, but the kid gets an offer from Puma or Nike? Now, is he going to get a cut of that Under Armour deal because the kid is wearing Under Armour or Nike or Adidas on their clothing that they should get paid? They are not pros. Do I get a cut of every commercial you hear on this show? No. I signed a deal. I know what I get in terms of income twice a month, electronic deposit into my personal checking account. If I didn't like it, I could ask for more, or I could not do this show. I'm not forced to, just like no athlete is forced to play college sports. And these politicians just grandstanding in a new political cycle. All these athletes are all just being used. They must be paid the billions being made. Okay, you look at college sports. If you have a son or a daughter, niece or a nephew, and they're on a swim team, they're on a wrestling team. Yeah, wrestling may draw at Cornell or Iowa or a few other hot spots. But there isn't a lot of money coming in at most universities outside of basketball and football because of their TV deals. Their game day revenue may be big, $104,000 at the Shoe in Columbus tonight. But that money is being divided due to Title IX, which is a good thing. If you have daughters, you understand it more. There isn't secret gold bars under somebody's stairs connected to the NCAA. You are an amateur. End of this debate. When you sign on to play college sports, you are an amateur. And until you're done playing sports at that college, you should not profit at all. I do want to thank Graceffo, also Moriello. Thank you, Darwin Zook. 24/7, drop your huge opinions at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, Streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.